You're listening to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Hellett. Well, there's some stunning news today from Belmont Park. I'll have another. Triple Crown contender will not run in tomorrow's Belmont Stakes. Joining us from Belmont Park with the latest is Ed DeRosa of the racing information service BrizNet.com. Ed, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Wish some happier news to discuss, though.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. Now, trainer Doug O'Neill, I think, held a press conference a little earlier, and you attended that. What did he have to say?
Well, Doug just explained the nature of the injury, which is a tendon injury, not life-threatening, not critical in any way, but certainly one that you would not want to run any horse in, let alone a race as demanding as the Belmont Stakes. So they've decided to scratch. And beyond that, they also said that they have retired the horse from racing altogether. It's the type of injury that will take a half a year just to recover from, to get to the point where he'd even be able to be in training again. So you're talking maybe 9 months to get back to the races. And as a horse who won the Kentucky Derby, there's really not much more you can accomplish in the sport of kings. So he's heading to the breeding shed in 2013.
I know this is obviously very disappointing news for I'll Have Another's connections. I know they had really pulled out all the stops in preparation for this race.
Yeah, Jenny Reese of the Courier-Journal wrote a great article about all that owner J. Paul Redham had done to accommodate Doug O'Neill's staff and everyone surrounding the horse. And, you know, fans as well as the connection to the horse, Belmont Park was expecting about 100,000 people, a lot of whom had traveled to the New York area for the race, myself included. You know, you hear a lot about people investing themselves in horse racing, and that extends to everyone involved, from the fans to the horse players to the connections of the horse. A lot of long faces here at Belmont Park today. People are really disappointed. They were hoping to, you know, even if not see history, just be a part of the scene that is when the Triple Crown's on the line. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get to experience it sometime soon.
That leaves 11 horses in the Belmont field, and of course, I Have Another was the 4-5 favorite. I assume Dullahan, which was the second betting favorite, will now move up.
Yeah, I would think he'll be the favorite. Maybe Union Rags. He still has his supporters, despite the dull effort in the Derby, or at least an effort people weren't expecting, given that he was the second choice. But I would say either one of those two will be the favorite. And then Bob Baffert has Painter, who is owned by the same person who owns Bodemeister, so I'd expect he'll probably be the third choice. So still a solid group, but definitely a lot of wind out of the sails with Al of Another out.
I know people just involved with the sport of racing, which has been struggling. We're really looking forward to, you know, seeing a possible Triple Crown winner. What would this have meant to the sport?
You know, I'm a big proponent of it's not so much him winning the race that is so vital to the sport, but just getting to this point where you have a horse in the gate with the chance. I'm the type that doesn't think there'd be a flash mob showing up at Churchill Downs on Sunday if a horse won the Triple Crown on Saturday, but I definitely do think it's the type of race and event that gets people to pay attention, and maybe they go to the track on Saturday to watch the Belmont, whereas they wouldn't have before. So in terms of getting new fans and getting people excited about racing, having this shot is really important to thoroughbred racing, and missing out on it, I'd say, is definitely a blow. Win or lose, it would have been great to have a healthy horse in the gate. Certainly can't begrudge him for taking out a horse who's not 100%, but it's definitely going to hurt interest in racing for the summer.
Ed DeRosa joining us from Belmont Park in New York. Well, I Have Another has been scratched from tomorrow's Belmont Stakes due to injury. Ed, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Byline on WFPL.